A couple of scriptures I want to share with you this morning. One very familiar one in 2 Chronicles. A very familiar passage. I'm not going to read all of the 2 Chronicles, but I will start in chapter 7 with verse 14. Then, if my people, who are called by my name, God's people, we are called Christians, we are also called people of God, because Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. So we could properly say, if my people who are called by my name, Christians, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked deeds, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. I will listen to every prayer made in this place, for I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be my home forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And there's a commentary that I have that I want to share with you about this particular scripture in 2 Chronicles. The situation referred to here is what we call a two-way street. We move in humility and repentance towards God, against whom we have sinned. In turn, God moves towards us with forgiveness and restoration. When we obey God, He will send blessings. And when we disobey God, we have the option of humbly repentance. Blessings can flow then if our repentance is genuine and not merely a ploy to get God and for God to get us back on track. This two-way principle is also at work in our human relationships with one another. When we sin, it has damaged our relationship. And when we can be restored through honest repentance and with forgiveness, sometimes both parties must repent and forgive because the fault is shared. That's where the thing called reconciliation comes. We can ask for forgiveness, we can repent, but we also then need to reconcile. And then over in Hebrews, also a familiar chapter, it talks about this being the faith chapter. And I want to share that with you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. What is faith? It is the confidence, the assurance that is what we hope for is going to happen. Remember that word hope. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. God gave approval to people in the days of old because of their faith. May God add His blessings, the reading and the hearing of His holy and precious word.